This is the Paycheck to Daycheck Reselling Podcast.
I'm Liz.
And I'm Ashley.
Together, we have been making money online collectively for over 10 years.
Our mission is to help you start, learn, and grow a reselling business and to inspire you to turn your paycheck into a daycheck.
The world is changing, and we want to help you change with it.
Welcome back to another episode of the Paycheck to Daycheck Reselling Podcast. Today is going to be an episode all about cross-listing. Should you be afraid to cross-list items? So we're going to explain what cross-listing is, give you some of the benefits and cons or disadvantages of cross-listing items. So if you're unfamiliar with what cross-listing is, it's simply taking your listings on one platform and then listing them on other platforms. So maybe you have all your listings on eBay and then you're going to cross list them to Mercari or Poshmark instead of having to do it manually. So if you didn't have a cross listing software or extension, then you would have to list on eBay and then you'd have to go over to Posh or Mercari and list on there, put all the information in.
Yeah. So basically what the service does, what the tool does is copy all the information from your listing wherever you're copying it from, whether that's eBay or Poshmark or whatever the platform. And then with like the click of a button or two, you're able to basically list it very easily onto the other platform that you want to list it on. So it just cuts down a lot on like copying and pasting and transferring pictures and uploading stuff and whatnot. So it just makes it a lot less time consuming. There's a couple different platforms to choose from. I've used a couple of them before. It kind of depends on your needs, which one you should choose. Some sellers are okay with paying for the service. Some sellers would prefer having a free service like Flip. It just depends on the features that you're looking for that best fit your business. And I would also add to that, like how many listings you're trying to cross list every day, every week, every month.
With us, we had over 1,000 listings on eBay, and I liked about List Perfectly, they had unlimited listings. So I never had to worry about if having to pay for additional listings. It really does depend on what your needs are. If you don't have that many listings, then maybe a free service would be perfect for you because you don't have to worry about ever exceeding that number per month because you aren't listing as much. So I think another thing with cross-listing, you have to have the right mindset for the paid versions. You're paying for a service, something to help you put systems in place. Casey and I figured it out. It's $2.35 a day for the most expensive plan on List Perfectly that we have. And in the end, we're not having to spend the time to be listing on all the platforms. And also the money that we're making with the additional sales on Poshmark and Mercari well pays for itself. So I think that that is a really good thing to think about. Just have the right mindset, put systems in place. And sometimes you're going to have those expenses where you're going to have to pay for services. But the services you're paying for are just going to make things faster and more efficient. And then some of them also have referral programs. So if you end up with X amount of referrals, the tool is basically free to use. So that's another advantage of using some of these software services. You can also recommend them to other people and then you get a percentage when they sign up.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about some of the benefits of cross-listing, at least what we think some of the benefits are. The first one is obviously that putting your items in front of more buyers is going to just, you know, numbers-wise increase your sales. So, you know, a lot of people talk about going from Poshmark into eBay, and eBay has, I think it's like 181,000 users or something like that, which is like, that totally trumps the amount of users that Poshmark, Mercari, and Depop have, I believe, like all together. It's like a huge user base. Just knowing that, you know, your items are going to be seen by more eyes if you cross list from Poshmark to, you know, to eBay as an example. And then if you branch out from there and you're doing Mercari and Depop, it's just more eyes on top of that as well.
The first 3 months of the year, I actually added it all up. And I think we made an additional $1,500 in sales between Mercari and Poshmark, which I thought was really good. I don't have everything listed on Mercari. If I didn't have that cross-listing service, the amount of time to cross-list those items, it would take me way too long. Which leads into the next thing that's a huge benefit of cross-listing would be that you learn what items and brands and categories sell best on each platform. So by us putting items on Poshmark and Mercari, I have a good idea of what sells pretty good on both platforms now. I've learned that Mercari, a lot of used t-shirts and polos sell really well for us. On Poshmark, a lot of new shoes, new with box shoes have been selling for us. And if I didn't cross list, I wouldn't really have a good idea of what would be best to sell on each platform. Now, when I go out and I go sourcing, I am able to think about, okay, I'm going to buy that item, but I'm probably going to buy it just for Poshmark because I know that brand sells really good for us. So it really opens up your eyes with which platform is best. That's one of the questions that new resellers always ask is, what should I sell? What items are going to sell best? And it really does depend on the platform because the different platforms have different types of buyers.
The next benefit that we have is that just in case something happens on one of your platforms that you're selling on, like it shuts down or you get suspended, your business is still going to run. And I learned a long time ago being in the car business that you should always have a full pipeline of deals working, of things going on, of money coming in. So that way, if you lose a sale, if you lose a deal, if you lose a lead, if you lose a supplier, if you lose a source, if you lose a platform, it's not going to end your business. It won't ruin you and you're not going to, you know, have to sell your house or whatever, you know, the case might be. It's not going to be like the end of you.
Yeah. And lately I've been seeing, you know, people have been getting suspended on eBay. Look at Daily Refinement. He no longer sells on eBay. Well, good thing that he had a backup plan and that just wasn't his only way that he was going to make money reselling. So it is really important to have your items on different platforms. They could suspend you for, you know, a week or whatever, and then you get everything reinstated. But during that week, then you're not making sales. But if you have your items on other platforms, then you're definitely going to be making sales versus having them just on one platform and it ending and you being like, oh no. And think about all the work that you put in with listing items. I mean, if I had our eBay account shut down, it would be devastating. So I think that is a huge benefit for cross-listing. All right. And the next benefit of cross-listing, a lot of these services also have a way that you can export your inventory. So in List Perfectly, I know if I have all of my inventory, I'm able to actually export them into a file. And then that could be something that I upload to like my reseller Genie. They also have ways that you can input your cost of goods, what you sell the item for, any shipping that you paid. So some of these also provide as an inventory tracking system, kind of a bookkeeping system. So that's a huge advantage. So let's talk about some of the disadvantages of cross-listing. So if this cross-listing service goes down for maintenance or has to do an update, you won't be able to cross-list. This has happened to me on List Perfectly when eBay kind of made their big changes to the way that they have their listing tool, then List Perfectly actually had to go in on the back end and do a bunch of software updates and maintenance to be able to be compatible with the new listing tool on eBay. So when that happened, I wasn't able to cross list into List Perfectly, but that's why I like to list on eBay first. So my listings are in the eBay platform, then I import them into List Perfectly, and then from there, I'm able to cross post to Mercari and Poshmark. That's just the system that we have. There's other ways that you can do it. You can go directly from eBay to Posh and Mercari, but then your inventory wouldn't be in List Perfectly. So there's different ways to do it, but that's just the way that we choose to do it and it works for us.
So the next disadvantage that we have, and I think this is probably the number one reason why people are afraid to cross list to different platforms, is that you have to stay on top of delisting the item once it sells on a certain platform. So if you have it listed on Poshmark, Mercari, and eBay, and it sells on, you know, Poshmark, you have to take that item off of the other two platforms before it sells on those platforms too. If you're not by your computer when that happens, then you just log into, you know, the platforms on your phone. Everyone has those apps on their phone, you know, eBay, Poshmark, Mercari, Depop, whatever, and just delist the item from the platform directly until, you know, you're back at your computer. I would say that it does happen. You do hear of instances when this happens, but I personally do not feel that this is a reason to stop yourself from doing something that is going to greatly benefit your business in the long run. The chances of it happening are so slim that you're going to have way more sales on these platforms than you are going to have double sales on these platforms. It's just kind of a rarity that it happens. So I wouldn't let that stop you from listing on these platforms. But let's talk about if it does happen. Let's say an item sells on eBay and on Poshmark. It happened before you had the chance to take the item off of one of the platforms. I might get a little heat for this, but that's okay. Even if the item sells first on Poshmark and sells second on eBay in this example, because eBay's a little bit more strict in their cancellation policies, I would cancel the sale on Poshmark. And again, like, you guys might disagree with this, but if you cancel a sale on Poshmark, you're not going to get, you know, your account dinged or anything like that. On eBay, if you cancel a sale, the only way that you're not going to get your account dinged is if you select buyer asked to cancel. And a lot of people do that. They select that reason even when the buyer doesn't ask to cancel. That is an option if that's what you want to do. But, you know, my personal preference, if this happens and it's only happened to me two times, I would rather cancel the sale on like Poshmark or Mercari, somewhere like that, instead of eBay, because I know that I am not at risk of getting any like negative action towards my account on either of those two platforms versus eBay for canceling a sale. That's a really long-winded explanation, and I hope it made a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, we've been cross-listing since November. I have not had that happen at all.
Yeah.
So that's just not something I'm worried about. But like you said, when I do sell something and I'm not by my computer, I go directly to Mercari, search for that item. If it's there, I delist it. Same with Poshmark, I'll take it down. Same with eBay. If it sells somewhere, I'll end the listing. So you do have to stay on top of that. So that is kind of a disadvantage, because if you're not going to stay on top of it and you're not going to check those sales and delist them for a couple days, then you are going to open yourself up to a possibility of selling on two different platforms. But it will happen. And if it does, message the buyer. Let them know, I am so sorry. Provide good customer service. And I think 9 times out of 10, people aren't going to be real upset, unless it's maybe a really unique item and they need it for something. But you can't be afraid to cross-list items with the fear of having double sales. That's just the wrong way to approach it. If it does happen, you know, I mean, even on eBay, even without cross-posting, I've had stuff get relisted by accident and it sells and I don't have the item still. That's still, I mean, it's similar, but you just got to be on top of delisting. And if it happens, choose which platform you're going to ship it out and which platform you're going to cancel the sale. All right. And the last thing we have for you, there's a pro to this, but there's a con to this last one. You know, it is more work. It does take more time to cross-list. In the end, it's going to save you time than listing on individual platforms. But if you're only listing on one platform, you only have enough time to list on that particular platform. Adding cross-listing is going to add more time in the long run. So that is one thing you have to think of. Do you have the time to cross-list? Do you have the time to keep up with delisting, making sure when something sells that you delist it from another platform? Is it going to really benefit your business? Is it something that might take more time, but is going to equivalent to more sales?
All right, guys, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Paycheck to Daycheck Reselling Podcast. Anything we mentioned in this episode will be linked down below in the show notes or description down below. Be sure to share this episode with anyone you think it will help and follow us on social media at P2D Podcast. Thanks again for listening. Keep working towards that Daycheck.